بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب الإخلاص. Yes, this chapter of sincerity and also what the making of intention. These are two separate things, but they relate very close to one another. One is to make intention. A person can make intention for wrong things also. And the other is to have sincerity. Your intention must be only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We read a few notes with regard to this intention, which is a very fundamental and basic ibadat of ours. And until our intentions don't become correct, none of our ibadat will also be correct. And seldom do we pay attention to our intentions. We just do our amal, we don't really make the intention. And also, as we had read, a person can make multiple intentions for many of our amal. Coming to the masjid, up to 15 intentions have been written. If we keep those in mind, just in our mind, for this coming of ours now, we could get reward for all of them. We normally, alhamdulillah, in all our masjids here, there are lessons of Quran Sharif and Hadith Sharif in the morning. If we make the niyat of that and come, we get the sawab of one hajj, one accepted hajj. So many intentions we can make, and by that we can maximize on all our action. And Buzurgani Deen have got the same 24 hours in their lives which we have got. They have got the same bodily power generally as what we have got. But by intentions, many of them surpass us by far. Outwardly, that amal just looks at one amal or a small amal. But really, by intention, it becomes very, very great by Allah tabaraka ta'ala, as we will be reading now too. So we must pay attention to our intentions to make, and intention also, an effort has to be made. And ulama have written that until a person doesn't spend time in the company of the awliya, the pious people, his intentions do not come right. Other things can come right, but intention, until we don't spend a proper period of time by Ahlullah, our intentions cannot come right. So it's very important that we correct our intentions, we make intentions, and we make the correct intentions. Further, that intentions are made from the heart. That is also very important, that a person has the intention in his heart. And this is sufficient. Like for example, a person gets up for sehri. He doesn't make the intention of roza as such, but that sehri of his is his intention. So he will get that reward. But we can make many more intentions. We get up, we went in, we went to toilet, we made wudu, our niyat was for namaz. We drove the car to the masjid, though we didn't actually verbally make that niyat. But we coming to the masjid, it is for namaz. So that intention is sufficient, which is in the heart, which everyone does make. But to make it consciously, ahdhar in niyat, to make it conscious in our mind, then that amal also becomes much more superior. Otherwise, just normally doing all our things, it becomes automated. It becomes computerized, and it just follows like an automatic machine. But if we make it consciously in our mind, in our heart, then that amal, or the quality of that amal, also increases tremendously. And how many more intentions with that we make, then we get that reward for all those intentions also. So in the hadith, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that Allah Ta'ala looks at the actions of a person and his intentions. Allah does not look at his outward appearance and his form. So our actions are important, and underlying those actions, our intentions are very, very important. With regard to the importance of intention, it can be gauged by the words of certain pious people. For example, Yahya ibn Abi Kathir rahmatullah alayhi said, consider your intention, because it is more far-reaching than your action. It also is come in the hadith that niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalihi. The niyat of a believer is much more superior than his actual amal and action. Like for example, we start namaz, but seldom perhaps do we make that intention that I'm going to make a perfect namaz. But in our heart, hopefully it is that I'm going to make a perfect namaz. But when we make the namaz, we know unfortunately we do not manage to make a perfect namaz. Our thoughts falter, our mind goes to various things, etc. Perhaps our outward actions of our namaz are also not proper, but our niyat was correct. According to that, Allah Ta'ala gives sawab. So everything, we keep a roza. The niyat of roza, nobody will make the niyat of keeping a flawed roza, in which there are a lot of gunas, etc. Everyone, his desire, and desire is something else, niyat is something else. We make the niyat that we are going to keep a proper roza. So according to that, we will get the sawab. Though when we keep the roza, then it is almost always it is flawed. We cannot fulfill the rites of the roza. Like that, every other ibadat also. Hazrat Sufyan Thawri rahmatullah alayhi said, I have not been concerned with anything more difficult than any intention, because it fluctuates. So such a great buzurg, such a great faqih, Sufyan Thawri rahmatullah alayhi, he also says, the greatest worry I had in my life of all things was my intention. And perhaps we hardly pay any attention to our intention. So that is very important that we be concerned about our intentions. Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak rahmatullah alayh, also a great wali of Allah, a great mujahid and a great faqih also. He says that many small actions are exalted by an intention. It might be a very small intention, but because of the intention, it becomes very great by Allah Ta'ala. And many great actions are diminished by an intention. And sometimes we will make a very great amal, but our intention was not right. We went for 4 months in Jamaat. We went for Hajj. What a amal. All these things are very great. But if our intention was not right, all those, the reward is not as such. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi says, every person must have some such amal by him, which nobody knows about besides him and Allah. Then he says those actions will help him tremendously on the day of Qiyamah. In other words, those that were done with that sincerity, with that purity only for Allah Ta'ala. Even if they are just in the level of mustahab or nafil, but they were done and nobody knows, not even the wife, the children, nobody knows of them, those amal will help a person greatly on the day of Qiyamah. So intention is a very great thing. We should become conscious of making intentions. Though outwardly fuqaha have written that many actions are made without intention and a person gets the reward for it. For example, the action becomes correct. A person makes wudu without intention. Then his namaz will be correct according to the Hanafis, but there is no reward for that wudu. And that a person sits down to make wudu, it is his intention. This refers to like a person took a bath and he didn't make niyat of wudu. His wudu is made also, but he won't get the reward of that wudu. Whatever he does with that wudu, a Hanafi, he will get the reward. According to Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayh, for wudu, intention is necessary. If a person doesn't make the intention, his wudu won't take place. And then consequently his ibadat also won't, there won't be reward for that. So intention is a very great thing, a very, very easy in some way if we think of it. A person doesn't have to toil hard, but his mind and heart has to work very hard to make proper intention and to keep our intention correct. But that is a very great ibadat. We should pay attention to our intentions so that they become correct, and then whatever we do, the reward will be much, much more greater, and we will earn very greatly from Allah Ta'ala for this dunya and for akhirat. May Allah give us tawfiq.